need to talk with someone, can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to...
Oh my God. I didn't see the snake.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. Broadcasting from downtown Los Angeles, and this is our last broadcast from the lingerie district. No more lingerie. We go headed out towards the beach. Yeah, in a minute. And so this is our last show here. It's been great. It's been wonderful. It's been horrendous rents going up. When we came down here, we paid nothing. Now they want $15,000 a month. Ay, ay, ay. So, we're going to a beautiful new place, a mid-century building, two stories with garden in the middle, and beautiful wrought iron work throughout. And we're going to build a new studio and a whole new place to play. So from our house to your house, thank you for having us. And now, here she is, Dr. Susie.
You need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. Woo! Artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs. I can't hear my voice in my headphones. That's it, that's it. Yes, you're finally getting it now that we're leaving. All right, very good, Abraham. All right, brothers and sisters. Oh, you children of sex. I'm gonna light this half dick here. In memory of the old space. Yes, brothers and sisters, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Brahma Ramadama, or the great China teacup in the sky. Woo! Uh-oh. I'm stuck. Doesn't matter. Stuck, sticky, Wiki, we are all children of sex, and it can get very sticky. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Sounds like a real church in here. A little too solemn. Can I get an A women?
A woman.
I want to welcome you to the last show in this building. Mm-hmm. This old speakeasy, as we're now starting to call it. Ooh. Goodbye, music. All right. Just bring it down a little bit. Yeah. The speakeasy is on the move. Mm-hmm. We have been in this space for 3.5 years. Can we have just soft music? Does it have to go completely down? No, just soft. Yeah. Yeah, there we go. A little bit like there. Just, no, a little lower. A little lower. Yeah, that's good. I don't know if you guys hear it the same way I do. I'm just trying to be comfortable myself in my headphones. Good. So, yeah, hey, look at everybody here. Wow. All these people. Some of you have been here before, some of you for the first time, and it's the last time tonight. As I said, the speakeasy is on the move. We have been in this space for 3.5 years, and we've been downtown for 15 years, and it's time to go. When we came here at the end of 1988, this guy, Billy Jeff, was president. Barely. He was getting impeached, but he hung on. And we came to downtown LA. The Staples Center was just going up. Downtown LA was the new frontier, brothers and sisters. And, you know, that was 15 years ago. And now, all the big corporations are here. And every ersatz artist on a trust fund has a studio here. And all the bums are still here, you know, on and off the street. So it's gotten a little too crowded for us. So we've got a great new place in West LA. You know, it's kind of weird. That's where we were before we came downtown. And now, you know, cycles happen, right? You should know that, Evie, the snake. The great symbol of the cycle. And actually, you are shedding a little bit, so I think we're going to cycle you back to your cage. That's right. There you go. Last show for Evie. Everybody say goodbye to Evie.
Bye.
Bye, Evie. But you'll see her again in the new place. That's right. It's a different place. And we love this place. You know, those of you who have been here before know what I mean, and that's why you're back, to say goodbye. It's been our castle, our pleasure palace, our space. But it's just a space. Mm. And, you know, feng shui and all, the spirit of the speakeasy, the heart, the soul, and the gonads of Bonoboville moves with us. This is a movement, and we are on the move. We are not sharecroppers on some corporate plantation. We are hunter-gatherers, and we move on, taking only what we can carry on our backs, including about 20 beds, 150 sculptures, 200 paintings, 1,000 books, and a Steinway baby grand piano. So if you can help us with the move, you know, call us. Yeah. 213-670-0066. We need help with our move. Bring boxes. Right now, we need boxes. I know, it sounds so, like, pedestrian. But the box is an important aspect of sex, as we all know. So, we need boxes. And paper. People don't have paper anymore. So, we have to scrounge for paper. It's weird. Anyway, you will earn free passes to drsusie.tv and a very special place in sex heaven. So, we're also having a speakeasy, old speakeasy yard sale. Okay. Tomorrow, Bennett is in charge of it. And we have all kinds of stuff. You know, erotic art and old, out-of-date tech stuff, you know. speakeasy memorabilia at low prices. Mm-hmm. So, this is your chance to get yourself a little piece of old speakeasy history and help finance our move into the new speakeasy in West LA, which is awesome, but needs a little work. So we hope you join us there in a few weeks for new adventures in Bonoboville at the new speakeasy. And I can see some of you are in shock. I can see it in your eyes. You know, and maybe you can feel it. I am too, you know. But we're saying goodbye tonight. Tonight we're celebrating, you know, this place that has been so wonderful for us. And such a just such a space for our fantasies and new relationships, networking, philosophies. We're gonna celebrate and we're gonna say goodbye to this beautiful space, the site of so many great shows, panel discussions, art exhibits, parties, Sibian rides, and orgies. Who can forget the orgies? Nobody. So tonight we laugh, we cry, we say goodbye, and we come. If you've never come in the speakeasy, this speakeasy, before, now, tonight, is your last chance. And if you have before, well, then I'm sure you're going to want to do it for old time's sake, right? So be my guest. And come again and again and again and again. You know, make that night, the last night, last forever. That's what we can do in our hearts. We have that power. So, anyway, I'm now going to talk to some of my guests. Some of you are here for the first time, virgins, and some are old. Well, not that old.
Yeah. Old drunks.
I was gonna, but
you might as well say it.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna miss this place.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that I won Drunkest Guest.
You did.
Of 2012.
You did win the award, the DrSusie.tv award for Drunkest Guest.
Yes, and that's something I'm proud of. That's something that I will carry with me forever.
Vodka time.
Thank you. Right. I'm going to carry that with me forever, Doc.
Along with your drink.
And I also got to play a Jew here, which is something that a black man does not normally get to do. I was Jewish.
There are black Jews.
I was Jewish in a skit here.
Yes.
I was a Jewish pimp here.
Yeah.
It's so many
pimp
things
and cousin
that I did
Mordecai
here.
On
yes.
Purim.
I was a Jewish pimp here. I'm like, how can I say goodbye to being a Jewish pimp? That
well, you know, that's the thing, is you don't have to say goodbye to that. Because we are moving along, and we are going to celebrate Purim again, and I think we're going to request a reprise of your role.
Oh, so I can be a pimp in West Hollywood.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, cool.
It's not exactly West Hollywood, a little farther south.
Cool, there we go.
But yeah, we definitely want him to reprise that role. Mm. That was quite an evening. But you know, we're saying goodbye to the walls and the floors and the ceilings.
What happened to the rocking horse?
The rocking horse, it's out there.
Okay, cool. Stuff that I actually use in my act now. I see
a horse.
I woke up and it was a horse.
Is it a sexual thing?
Yes. Hmm. I don't know if anybody saw that one where there was a horse having sex with a transsexual dude. It was awesome. Like, you don't,
yes.
Like, your average dude doesn't wake up and see that and just go, oh, cool, it's Dr. Susie's show. What the fuck is strange? Nothing.
No. Well, you know, it's not much is strange.
It's not strange. I was
as long as it's, you know,
Well, I was perfectly comfortable because it was alcohol here, so it's like, screw it. Keep fucking.
Well, but, you know, alcohol is one of the original aphrodisiacs.
See? There we go.
I learned that here. It's true.
I will never forget the fact that Dr. Susie taught me how to smack ass correctly. There is a technique to smacking someone's ass. It's not just you just haul off and smack someone's ass. I learned that here.
Yes.
How is it done? Okay, we are going to demonstrate. I hear from one of our other favorite comics out there, a request for a demonstration of a spanking, which we are going to get.
Well, I can't necessarily do it on film because I have warrants, so.
Oh. Ah, for spanking.
I'm joking, but yeah. I'm not joking about the warrants, but I don't want to push my luck.
You've already been seen doing it, and it was a
little. Oh, yeah,
picture.
That's true. Well, yeah. I didn't go to jail for it, so screw it.
Yeah, right.
Let's spank.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
We're going to spank. We're going to wang.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. Well, welcome to the last night.
Thank you for having me, dear.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
We're
going to
kiss
this
the floor
really
and the walls, but everything else is coming with us, including the spirit and the sex. So, we're glad to have you here, Daryl.
Oh, and by the way, I'm Daryl Wright.
Oh, yeah, right. Daryl Wright.
I didn't
introduce him. We just introduced him as the winner of Drunkest Guest.
Just a drunk for people that watch the show, they already know who I am. I'm drunk as hell all the time. But I am Daryl Wright. And for all of the
And it's
fans,
not just a Dean Martin drunk.
No, it's drunk. it's not them apple juice bull crap. It's drunk. But for all of the people that follow the show as y'all are moving, remember... I got to say thank you to Dr. Susie and everybody that backed my show. I actually...
Oh, you're on Fox
yes,
now.
Yes, I'm on Fox Sports now, and we just got picked up for the new channel, Fox Sports 1, starting August the 22nd. I got my TV show on Fox Sports 1, The Right Turn, which is a NASCAR show.
Sports, right, on the NASCAR thing.
Yes, that's the John Deere hat.
Right.
So remember to check me out. I'll be back on, but just
You're the redneck black guy.
I-ish. I haven't hung a black guy yet, so I'm not really technically a redneck yet.
Oh. Okay. Well,
really
it depends
really?
On your definition
y'all,
of
y'all
hung.
Can watch dildos, but I can't tell a joke about hanging black guys. Really. Really, people?
Well,
loosen up a little bit. It's the last show.
Yeah, let's slap
God.
A lynching.
Thank you. Wow.
Yeah.
That was a joke.
Well,
my
you know,
Lord.
People are very, you know.
You know what? That's
politically
why you're
correct
that's why
bit.
You're necessary, Doc.
Yeah.
Because people gotta loosen up, have fun, enjoy your life. It's just words, it's just actions. As long as you aren't hurting nobody else, do what you do.
I do.
I know you
Absolutely.
Do. I'm talking to people out there that's like, oh, I don't know. Screw people. You aren't hurting nobody. Do your thing. You know what I'm saying?
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names they will excite me.
Oh my God.
So, and somebody excites me that's sitting right next to you. I don't know how you feel, but Jaden Lee is here. Brothers and sisters, put your hands together and welcome.
Thank you.
And I met Jaden at the party for Ideal Image Models at the Supper Club, LA Supper Club.
Yeah.
Where they have beds everywhere.
It was really awkward because you're trying to stand up after a couple drinks and you're like, okay, it's not as bad.
Yeah. Well, because everybody was standing on the beds.
Yeah.
We don't do that very often. I mean, with heels, right. I mean, we have a lot of beds too, but...
But you lay down.
Well, people sit, lay down, you know, fuck, I mean, you know, whatever, but standing on the bed in high heels, that is the Supper Club's, you know, kind of trademark.
I guess, yeah.
I mean, it was fun. We had a really good time. Yeah. Did you have a good time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And so I invited you here. And are you with Ideal Image Management?
No,
you should be.
I just went to their party to support.
I see. Are you an independent?
No, I'm with LA Direct Models.
LA Direct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, lucky LA Direct. Yeah, and so how long have you been in the biz?
It's been a little over a year and a half.
And what's your specialty?
I do a lot of anal.
Anal? Wow. You know? Okay, there's a lot of supporters out there. Wow, you do a lot of anal. And
like hardcore, so like some bondage, I like being choked.
Choked. We're just talking about spanking earlier. That's is that too tame for you?
No, it's just in my personal life, I don't get to fulfill all my fantasies. Oh. And being in the adult industry, I got to do all of that.
Yeah. What do you mean your personal life? Are you married or are you?
No, I mean just, I don't know, occasionally.
Just being a single girl.
Yeah.
And just, you know, meeting guys at the supper club and dancing around on beds.
Home.
It's not too much going on, so
get
into the adult industry. This is a motivation for a lot of girls who get into the adult industry, a lot of guys too, but Just to have, spice up your sex life.
I have to get out of the house more because I thought spanking was something. I haven't gotten to choking and shit yet.
You know what? I don't advise it. Choking. No. It's dangerous. Don't try this at home. I mean, a lot of people are into it, and they do it here, you know, and they seem to know what they're doing. But I just get afraid that a lot of my viewers don't, and it just takes a second or the wrong thumbs, you know, to go bye-bye, not just to the building.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
So you're a brave girl. You be careful who wraps their hands around that pretty little throat. Yeah, you should slap them. Well, and we're going to get into slapping and, you know, some other exciting things. But Jaden Lee, we're really happy to have you here. Can you just model your outfit? Yeah, can you just show us your outfit a little bit?
Yeah.
This is ivory lace kind of sheath. Strapless. And look at that booty. Very pretty. Very beautiful. Look at that. She's wearing very, very patriotic shoes. Yes. Happy 4th of July. I mean, we celebrated that last week. But, yeah, they're very cool. You can wear them anytime and be patriotic. So, is this your first time here?
Yes.
This is your
Thank
virgin
you for
voyage.
Having-
yeah. Yeah, it's a special show.
I know, I'm We're excited. It's your last goodbye. Show, and I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. So, Fania, you've been here a few times. Fania, brothers and sisters, can we put our hands together? Welcome the naughty realtor. Fania, we're leaving. Hi.
Oh, it's sad.
It's sad? Get close to the microphone.
It's sad.
Is it sad? I mean, it's exciting.
Well, I have a lot of memories here, so.
You do? Tell me about your kinkiest.
My what?
Kinkiest memory that comes into your mind.
Last week.
Last week, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Damn.
Oh, yes. She was here with Stephen St. Croix, and he was just all over you. But she didn't even get his pants off. But he was got everything of yours off. It was very good of him. And then, my, you were having a lot of fun. You earned your title of the naughty realtor. You definitely did.
Oh, thanks. Mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah. To say goodbye to this place, this building, you know, I mean, we're not saying goodbye to the speakeasy or Bonoboville because we're just moving it, right? And you went and visited our new building.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like it?
Yeah. Are you excited?
Yeah.
And stressed?
Very. So we have to say goodbye to Bonoboville with Bonoboville Communion.
Oh, of course.
Of course, right? Oh, you look like you're going to cry.
Oh, no, the lights in my eyes.
The lights in your eyes?
Yeah, they've been dry kind of today.
So. Oh, okay. That's Would you want to come up on the stage then?
I guess.
Well, then the light won't be in your eyes.
Good point.
Now or later?
Now or later, no time like the present.
I love Dr. Susie.
I love you too, my darling.
Oh, can I introduce my friend I brought?
Yes, let's have her come up to the microphone.
I wish I was that smooth. That was really
What's
cool.
her name?
This is an unusual story, too, actually.
Okay, what's her name?
Amanda.
Amanda. All right, Amanda, come on up to the mic. And so, Amanda, what's your story?
Which one? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I don't know. The one that...
Fania and I know each other through an ex-boyfriend.
Ah.
Who was a very good friend, so...
This
yeah, rest in
good.
Peace, Brad.
I see. Here's your microphone. Yeah. Let's get our Bonoboville communion juice ready. And so you met through an ex-boyfriend.
Yes.
Okay, so you've had sex with the same guy. At the same time?
Yes.
At the same time?
Good sex.
Really? You had a threesome with the same guy?
No, Talk not on with the mic. Fania. Okay. Fania was his stepmother.
Excuse me?
Oh, no.
Whoa.
Truth be told.
No, now, I know Fania is a MILF, but I thought her kids were, like, underage. I mean, what's going on
well,
here?
Well, I...
Her mic isn't working. Mm-mm-mm.
Testing?
Yes. Chesting, is that what you said?
Testing.
Oh, okay. Chesting? Yep. Okay. Anyway.
My ex-husband was a little bit older and had three grown children. Well, they're grown now. The eldest, Brett, which I was very close with.
Obviously.
Amanda was his girlfriend, and he passed 2 years ago from a heroin overdose.
Oh.
So they were no longer together, I don't think, at that time. But we lost contact, and she wasn't really sure what happened to him. And then last week, I went into a sex shop to buy my own Hitachi.
Very good. By the way, here's the DrSusie.tv Hitachi, in case you need it. Okay.
And Amanda was working there. So.
Ah, you're working in a sex
lo and behold,
toy
store. There I was, happy to help Fania.
Wow.
So then we ran in, you know, after
Cute.
Knowing each other.
And you
10
sold
years.
Her the Hitachi?
I did.
You did?
Well, my manager helped her, but I was able to catch up and reminisce, so
okay.
It was good.
Awesome. So so you should come up here with Fania because I see some of my other guests have arrived.
When did the threesome happen?
Sure.
Huh?
When did the threesome happen?
The threesome. When did that? The threesome wasn't. Was that with?
Threesome?
No, there was no threesesome.
Oh, gosh,
it was, no. I know. I thought
what?
So too.
I think. I know.
Something
like kind of was thought of. No.
Wouldn't that be
no
like threesome. Incense or something?
Stepmother threesome.
Well,
isn't that a point?
I don't know. I mean, there's so many different relationships nowadays. I don't think we get picky about it.
Yeah.
So why don't you come on up here? Okay. And so now, is this? Kat Dior? Yes. This is your first time here, so come on up here. Yes. And get right up to the microphone. This is Kat Dior, brothers and sisters. Put your hands together and welcome her. Now, you were introduced to us by our lovely friend Amor. Amor Hilton, talk right into the microphone like you're giving it head.
Yes. Is this right?
That's,
am I doing it right?
That's very good, yes. Now, don't actually swallow it, because that could short-circuit us.
That would hurt.
But do, you know, get close so we hear that lovely voice. Yeah, you could lick it, you know, a little bit. Amor, I think she's got a fever or something.
She's sick, yeah.
Not in the
so she wasn't able to
way.
Make it.
So, but you're here.
I am.
And you brought a friend?
Yes, this is Natalie Moore.
Natalie Moore is behind you. Okay, well, applause. And so you are, how would you describe yourself?
Model and adult entertainer slash actress.
Model and adult entertainer, okay. And how long have you been in the business?
7 months.
Yeah. Kind of new, not
pretty
too new.
Pretty new.
And what drew you in?
I got fired from one of my other jobs, and I was like, fuck this.
Yeah,
so.
I'm going to just have
like,
sex
fuck
on camera.
That.
Yeah. Can we hear what the other job was?
I was an MA.
An MA.
Yeah.
Is that like the master's program? Oh, no, wait. What is
medical
MA?
Assistant.
Medical assistant. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. A medical assistant. You know, a lot of people in nursing and medicine get into porn somehow. Maybe because you're dealing with bodies anyway. Why not have fun with them?
But you
porn
can't touch the patient, so it's
porn bodies
like
are a lot younger though, right?
Yeah.
Then y'all
your
deal
typical
with
patients.
People.
Yeah, it's a different. It's
like wrinkled
more
up
attractive
nuts and stuff
body,
like that,
right?
I don't mind.
Okay, cool. I was just saying, like, for medical assistant, it's younger bodies that you're dealing with in porn, right?
Sometimes. It really depends. It was like a family clinic, so you have all types of people going
Ooh,
in there.
Maybe those balls were too young.
Have you
there
ever played a nurse
that
yet?
Were too young.
Okay, cool.
That what?
Have you played a nurse yet, like, in your
I have not, no.
By the way, brothers and sisters, this is Anthony Wynn, who just said hello, wanting to know if Kat had granted his nurse fetish. You got a nurse thing?
Oh, I like to be taken care of by nurses, yes.
Yes, isn't that nice? Can you imagine?
Actually, in fact,
a nurse porn star is
before.
Like the best combination, right? Nurse porn star.
That's pretty
yeah,
hot.
I like that. Yeah,
yeah
the outfit
absolutely.
And everything.
So this is your first time here. And what do you think?
I love it. It looks like so much fun.
It is. But we're moving. This is our last night, so make
the
most of it.
We're gonna
make the most of it. So, Anthony, say goodbye to the space. What do you have?
I'm gonna miss this place.
Yeah, you've been here for a while.
Yeah, a couple of years now.
Yeah, yeah. The walls.
This has got to be my favorite drink and draw location.
Okay, but now we're actually moving closer to you.
Yeah.
West LA.
Well, yeah, I'm out there often, so yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll be closer.
Right, but it's the last night, so we have to be all sentimental and all of that. So where's my bonobo juice? Yep.
Shots.
Bonobo juice. Yep.
We gotta do shots.
Selena.
I got mine.
Hello,
everybody. Selena is here. And Selena is actually one of our therapists at the Institute. Not only is the speakeasy moving, brothers and sisters, but the Institute is also moving, because the speakeasy moves with the Institute. The Institute is our sex therapy wing, which actually supports the rest of this playtime. And so we're moving too. And Selena is one of our therapists. She does phone therapy and webcam therapy. So are you ready to teach your friend Bonoboville Communion?
Oh my.
Yeah? Are you ready to learn Bonoboville Communion?
Are you participating?
What do you have to say?
You are absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, well, thank you. Doesn't she have good taste? She got my mind off of Bonoboville Communion for a second there. Wow. Well, thank you very much. Well, you could always do it with my titties, but, you know, I thought you might want to do it together.
Okay.
You know, the Bonoboville Communion. Okay, so you know how to do it. So first of all, we expose ourselves to the spirit of the speakeasy.
I got to tuck this back in.
Yeah. La la.
Okay.
Are you ready? Huh?
Okay.
Are you ready?
What am I doing?
Take it off.
Okay. We need a little music, I think. Yeah. Whoa. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Hold on to her microphone. I will. I'll hold it. Here we go. Okay. Yeah. Pull it out. Oh yeah. Those are nice big pillows, aren't they? Whoa. Beautiful. What size are they? Double D, but they're natural, so they look a lot bigger. Can we have a hand for this double D so she can get it out better? No, it's got to stay out for the Bonoboville Communion. That's the idea. It stays.
I've never done this in front of
I know. Can we give her some support? She's never done this before. Okay. All right. So first thing is she has to lick it. Okay.
So first, I lick the nipple for moisture for the salt to stick.
Right. Okay. Very good. Okay, so
ready?
Here we go. That's quite a bit to lick.
Woo!
Yeah, she's doing it very well, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, and she got some nice lipstick all over it, and it has risen to the occasion, brothers and sisters.
Okay, salt.
Very nice.
And
very nice.
Salt that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Drink to that.
Cheers.
Okay, and this is communion here in the Church of Bonoboville. And now we lick the salt.
I'll lick salt first.
You lick the salt, yeah, first. Lick it up. And now we have the shot out of a penis that will not make any man feel short. Yes.
Yeah, where was that the last time that I was here?
Yeah.
Where was that one the last time?
Oh, we
there?
Had some.
Because you had one that was like 8 feet tall and climbed up the Empire State Building.
But we didn't drink out of it.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
All right, so that was Bonoboville Communion. Yeah. Okay, what did you think? Yeah? It was good? Okay, but you didn't even get to have a drink there.
No.
So now you get to.
Okay.
So.
Do the whole thing too, right?
Yeah, you do it, you know, now. Okay, here she goes. Vanya, the naughty realtor, sets it off. And, you know, it's fitting that we would have our realtor do this as we're leaving the old building and going into the new building. It's like the realtor should be doing the first communion of the night. Yes, that's right. It's very special. Very special. So now suck it up. So you hadn't had a threesome before, but now you're kind of half threesome here. Not threesome, but well, I could be involved. Yeah. Oh, down the hatch, girl. Yeah. Okay, let's hear it. What is your girlfriend's name again? Can we hear?
Amanda.
Amanda. Let's hear it for Amanda. Yeah. Okay. So I need to get some other people up here because we need to get other people up here. So let's see. Who's going to get up on the bed? And who wants to do Bonoboville Communion? Does anybody here
new girls.
Want new girls? Would you like to do Bonoboville Communion? Yeah? Would you like to do that? Are you of age to do that?
Yes.
Yes, we are of age. We must be of age. Sadly, actually, interestingly, you don't have to be over 21 to just present your titties as the altar for Bonoboville Communion, but to partake in the communion, you must be of age. And I'm not sure if that's the case with, you know, Catholic Church. I mean, I don't know.
I'm Catholic.
You are Catholic. Yeah. Oh, very good. Okay.
I don't know.
Have you taken communion lately?
When I was little.
Yeah.
I'm a sinner.
Yeah. Did you have wine or grape juice?
I had wine.
You had wine when you were little. There you go. Yeah. See, these church? Priests get to give wine to little kids.
I know. What is that?
What is that? You know,
I think is far more decadent
than what I'm doing here with adults. But anyway.
That's garbage. Where's my church that hands out wine? That's garbage.
Well, what church are you from?
Your church is fun, though. You don't fall asleep.
It's fun once you get all the people in church drunk as shit. Then it's fun.
Mm.
Is that how it goes down in
church? I hope
so.
And what
religion did you grow up with?
I'm Christian.
Christian. You are currently?
Yes.
Christian. Oh, I love this when porn stars are currently religious. And what does that mean? I mean, Jesus loved the prostitutes, of course, so why not the porn stars? Is that the explanation?
Well, like I said earlier, I'm saving my vagina for God, but my asshole is just like a...
Excuse me?
You know, in and out.
Did you say that before? Whoa!
Awesome.
Interesting. Is that your thing, too? Because I know you said you were an anal queen.
For me, my asshole, I would consider more precious than my pussy. Just because I do a lot of extreme stuff.
Mm. You do. So you're a full golf course. Yeah, you
got.
Yeah, you're the full course. But you, okay. Well, cool. You know, I'm supportive of all you girls and all your decisions to, you know, open up your bodies or close them off or whatever you want to do. You are of age to do Bonoboville Communion and to do what you want with your bodies. Interesting. You won't have pussy sex. How about licking?
Actually, I do.
You do.
But I just...
Say that.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I want to seem somewhat holy. That's why.
You came across that way for about...
See, it works.
2 minutes.
There you go.
Yeah, and now we know you're just another naughty girl.
Details,
but hey,
you know.
It
Dr. Susie is like
minutes.
CSI. Like she got to the bottom of that real quick. Like, are you sure? Well,
that would have been interesting. It would have been.
I thought that was the case, and then she just kept asking questions.
I didn't expect her to ask any more questions.
See, that's what I thought too. I thought she was gonna leave it there, but she kept asking questions. You're like
CSI,
sweetheart.
I'm a therapist. You know, you have to dig deep. I got to get to know you fast because this is my last night for a few weeks. So, but you know, that's cool. It's you're thinking. You like operate like a magician, sleight of hand and mind and all kinds of things. So
Kegels work.
Kegels, yeah.
Kegels work.
Mm-hmm. They do.
Mm. Who, to me? Me?
Yeah.
Not lately. All it does is squeeze my nuts together closer. Yes, it does.
Get close to the mic.
Some guys have saggy balls, like the ones hanging from the...
No, you don't want saggy balls. That's where the Kegels for dudes comes in. Saggy nuts are
disgusting. Just Kegeling will help your balls
It like pulls your nuts up. Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out who I can get up out of a chair here. Everyone seems so comfortable, but I have these other guests.
Oh, just... I'll move.
Anthony, you are not saying anything.
Oh, okay.
You want to sit back there for a sec?
Yeah.
And let the Selma up here. Selma Sins. Brothers and sisters, put your hands together. Woohoo! There she is, looking so sporty. And her t-shirts and shorts and big earrings. Hey.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. We had a good time at Supper Club LA.
Of course we did.
Yeah, we sure did.
We danced our little butts off.
We did. We had fun.
A lot of fun.
It was, you know, we were talking earlier, Jaden and I. You know Jaden?
Yeah.
Yes, about how, you know, the bed situation is not quite as cool as our bed situation.
Right.
I mean, you know, you got to stand on the beds in high heels and kind of dance around. Here, you get to lie on the beds.
Right.
Okay. So I guess maybe I should come back. Supper Club LA, you're going to invite me back to actually eat in bed. That might be interesting.
I thought that would be fun.
The eating in the bed, right? Max is afraid we'll spill everything all over.
No,
so
that
I don't
would be
care.
Fun. Yeah. It's like everybody dancing around and y'all having a hamburger. That would be cool as hell.
Well, I don't know if they have the dancing while people are eating.
Oh. That would be cool.
It's a crazy place, but it's kind of cool. And we certainly had a fantastic time celebrating Ideal Image Models 1 year anniversary.
Correct.
Brothers and sisters.
Yay.
Yeah. And we love Ideal Image Management and Image Models, Image Management, and of course there is the king, Isaiah, right behind you.
Oh shit.
Yeah, the king behind
quite
the throne.
Boy.
Yeah. So you've been here for a while. You've been coming back and forth.
Yeah, thank
so
you.
So we're gonna say
me.
Goodbye to the walls and the ceiling and
I
the
know.
Floor. But we're bringing the spirit and all the stuff, the dildos, you know, the
yeah,
wall
we're definitely going to be
art.
Sitting in your new place.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's the important thing. If you're going to come to my new place, then it's worth all the lugging of boxes. Ugh. Yeah.
Speaking of boxes, Dr. Susie, I'm looking at you now, and all I can think is, fuck Yale.
Right.
And I mean that sincerely, fuck Yale, because look at your panties.
My
Let's
box.
Talk about those panties, Dr. Susie.
These panties.
You need to explain those panties to us, because all I can think when I look at your panties is, fuck Yale.
Well, you know, I mean, I hope you mean it in a good way. Fuck in a good way, because, of course, these are my beautiful Yale panties that are no longer available on Broadway, because, you know... They saw me wearing them because, you know, they were selling them for a while.
That's really hot, Dr. Susie.
But
I think it's really hot.
I'm the only one to wear them actually out in public. So they issued me a cease and desist letter about the panties. And I said, you really want to sue me over these
what?
Panties? Go ahead. Make my day.
Yeah.
And they didn't. You know.
That's some bullshit.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
Sure
they didn't want me
I'm
wearing
I'm sure
these
Yale's
panties.
Applications went up by 20% if somebody saw
of
you
course,
with those underwear on.
Of course, I tried to tell them that. But anyway, they're on sale now. Not these. Well, maybe I should sell these since I need some money now to make the move. Okay. But $1,500. Yep, that's right. All right. So.
Thank you, Dr.
Thank you, Chris. And Chris Gore. Brothers and sisters, this is Chris Gore, one of our other favorite comedians, right? So, you know, we're saying goodbye to the walls. And
I know, I have so many memories here. Watching girls get finger banged.
Yeah.
Seeing boobs. I think that we should relive some of those memories by actually seeing boobs tonight. I'll start with mine.
Yeah.
They're a little hairy.
Yeah, let's see.
But you could see my boobs. You can see that they're a little hairy,
yeah.
But let's go. Maybe that'll inspire other girls and or dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking to my comedian friend at the end, we can all show our boobs.
We can.
Male or female, let's go. Let's make it a boob night tonight.
I think he's used to
and also, fuck Yale.
Know what?
Now,
I
know you mean that in a good way.
I mean that in a positive way.
In a positive way, like
because
love
you mentioned
Yale.
Box, and
it's
so
right.
That got
it's,
me going.
It's a loving relationship that I have with my alma mater, and that's why I wear the panties, because they helped to raise me, and because my first voluntary orgasm was at Yale. Because I learned how to do it, brothers and sisters. And there were no Hitachi magic wands back then. I had to just squeeze and release and play. And then, whoo, it happened. But now we have
so
simians,
no one's
right?
Showing their boobs back
to well, you know, we will. Oh, wait.
Yeah,
someone's
here we go. Now we're talking. Let's, come on, an applause to
yeah.
This.
watching. This is Kat Bior and her beautiful boobs. But, you know, that was too brief.
Fuck fireworks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a little more.
That's fuck fireworks.
Oh, and look, she's wearing a pearl necklace.
Oh.
And later she'll be wearing a pearl necklace, I'm just saying.
Now, would you like to do Bonoboville communion as long as your boobs are out? Oh, well, she's already licking without the salt.
She's already started.
Ah, okay. And so this is your friend. And
Natalie
Moore. Right. Why don't you come on up here, Selma?
Of course.
Yes. And maybe we have a little more communion here with our girl Selma. Do you know
she
Selma?
She was actually one of my first communions. I don't know if she remembers.
One of your first communions?
You actually requested
me. Well, then you
me.
Should do another communion for old time's sake.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Here, you can hold the mic for them. Okay, and this is Natalie Moore. Hello. Hi, talking to the microphone though.
Nice to meet you.
I like your choice of millinery wear.
Thank you, I thought you would.
Yes, very good, very
smart.
It's not
smart. As nice as yours though.
Try to look like, you know, the hostess. It's good, I love it. No, I would wear that, very nice.
It's actually Kat.
It's Kat's hat.
You're ready for Easter.
Ah.
It's Kat in the hat.
So, you were about to start licking her boobs. Are you two good friends, lovers? Now you are.
We're everything.
We're friends. Yeah.
You're friends. Have you done scenes together?
No.
No. Yeah. Oh. But
Jaden and I have actually.
You have. Mm-hmm. Well, small world.
Yep.
All right. And you are also an adult entertainer?
I am.
Oh, very good. And do you ever have a scene with that hat on?
Oh, I would.
Yeah. I don't think it would stay on very long.
Well, you
that's
know.
That's hilarious.
Have it on for a while, let it go off and on. So are we doing more Bonoboville communion? Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah!
Oh, here Jesus. She is, brothers and sisters. This is Selma Sins of Ideal Image
Solidarity, ladies, solidarity. Yeah. Let's all go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, she looks so hot in nothing but her little shorts. And she keeps playing with her shorts. I think you should take those off. Yeah, take them off. It's hot in here. Yeah. Now we have a little black G-string. Okay. And where did our little salt arrangement go?
Okay, where's the bartender, damn it?
The bartender, yep. Except you're going to do it off of her boobs. I think she needs to do it off of yours. Yeah. You didn't take yours out. You should. You let her do it, you know. We don't want to get you too drunk too quickly since you're our realtor. Right, okay. So watch how it's done, folks. I mean, you don't have to do it. Bonoboville communion is not a requirement here. Actually, nothing is a requirement. We just like to have fun. Yeah. What do you like? What is your specialty?
People like my gaping asshole too. I do some anal.
There's a lot
too.
Of assholes. I don't know whether we're gonna have anal tonight or just like maybe we could just look at your assholes and compare them.
I love all these assholes.
Yeah, could we see some assholes maybe? We're gonna do that. Just Chris. Don't let me forget that. That we're gonna see assholes. Oh, we're now doing.
I love all the assholes that are here.
Yeah. No, nobody singled out in terms of that, by the way.
Everyone.
Okay, did you do it? Did you? Okay, here we have the salt. Okay, you're about to suck it up. And here we go. Oh, you have one. Okay. Here you go. And Fanya, being the real estate agent, of course, has a very becoming sunburn. This is your first time here.
Yeah.
What do you think of this place?
I love it.
You love it. Talking to the microphone.
I love it. My friends Lotus and Johnny.
Lotus is here.
Hey, Lotus.
Oh, right.
Love you.
Oh, I love Lotus.
I love Lotus
and
too.
And her Johnny John.
Lotus Lane and Johnny Chorizo.
Yeah.
Somewhere around here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we do love them. Mm-hmm. So maybe somebody wants to play with a toy.
As long as it's not that ape you brought out last time, sweetheart.
What?
As long as it's not that monster you brought out the last time.
The monster?
Yes, the monster.
No, well, this is a who wants a bunny? You want a bunny? Yeah?
No, it was that. It was that. It was,
you get a bunny.
It was the balloon, basically. No, the last time that I was here, Dr. Susie brought out the balloon and had people play with it, which is very humbling for someone like me.
All right. Well, I think that someone actually stole that toy.
You're kidding.
Which is why I'm not talking about it anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because it was actually, I believe it was your friend. Actually.
My friend?
Yeah, your friend. Of course your friend.
Stole something?
Yeah.
Really?
She admitted to it, and in
that's
a way she
cold.
Deserved it.
That's kind of
it
cold.
Was Amanda's friend.
Somebody stole something, and it's a friend of mine?
Big girl, Brittany Blaze. Brittany Blaze.
She stole the fucking...
She took it home. I asked her, and, you know, where is it? And
I wish I knew she had it, because I had a
Brittany,
softball game
yeah.
on Friday, and I could have used it for a baseball game.
Right, I know. Huh? Brittany, you got to lend it to Daryl for baseball. All right,
yeah,
so we've had our bonobo vocal. So are you going to play with the toy? Oh, yeah.
She stole it? How trifling is that?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think she just didn't think of it as stealing. I think she thought of it, like, as her boyfriend. She, that thing made her squirt.
It was big enough to be a boyfriend.
Yeah.
It was big enough to play center for the Clippers.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
sounds awesome.
It was Flash Brown dildo, yeah. Mm-hmm. Big dog.
I don't know what the name was, but I know that he got 10 points and 8 rebounds in the last playoff game. That dildo did.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we are opening up the bunny, which is a gift from California Exotic Novelties. Yeah. And this is a bunny kiss here. And it's very blue. Does it have batteries in it? No. Oh, we got to get batteries. Okay. Batteries. I don't know. Here. So in the meantime, we have the Sibian. Oh, okay. What? Oh, here we have batteries.
I got jumper cables.
Oh my God, they have a
So where are we now? So we have our photographers all sitting on top of this thing, so I can't see my guests. So you guys, I mean, we want to feature you in some way without pushing you to do anything you kind of don't want to do. So what do you think? Do you want to do Bonoboville Communion? Do you want to show everyone your the thing you keep talking about, which is your magnificent buttholes? Yeah? Should we have a like
that's
a mass?
That's something you don't hear every day.
A butthole?
Yeah, a
butthole. A magnificent
butthole.
Exhibit?
Butthole?
Yeah? How about that?
Can I judge it? Since I was the Jew pimp, I can judge buttholes, I think.
What do you judge them on the basis of?
Who shows it?
Okay, so whoever shows it,
can you make it wink?
Gets a prize. Oh, wink. I would like to see that. Come on up here, Jaden. Yeah.
See, you open your
mouth. And then you get your choice of a toy.
You shouldn't have said nothing.
I didn't get
booty. Wait. Long as the photographer doesn't put his booty in my face again and make it wink, because that'll be disqualification.
All right, come on up here, Jaden. Let's have a little music as she walks up the floor. And Lotus, come on up here. Lotus, come sit down in the chair. I can't hear you. Talk to them. Okay, go ahead. Okay. All right, here she is, brothers and sisters, Jaden Lee. So, where's the microphone here? Look at this. Beautiful girl in patriotic shoes. Yes, and you have told us that you have this specialty in your anal performance. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And so you make it wink.
Well, you can make your butthole wink.
Yes. Well, I don't know if I can, but you can.
I might just be bored at home sometimes.
When you're bored at home, you make your butthole wink.
I thought that's why they had DVRs.
Or I can make my butt cheeks, like, move one at the...
Brothers and sisters, do we want to see an example of this?
Yes, we do.
Yes, I think we do. Okay, so here she goes, Jamie. Yeah, okay, lifting up the skirt. And got a little panty on thing. Oh, a little Hello Kitty panty. Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go. Down go the panties. Yes, brothers and sisters. And we are now privileged to view this beautiful, sleek physique. Mm-hmm. And Summer is taking her liberties. Yeah, okay.
Oh, my.
And look at this. This is so patriotic. This is like pussy popping by the flag.
You know what? I've never felt more patriotic in my whole life.
Oh, I tell you. That's a beautiful thing.
God bless America.
Beautiful. Mm. What's your secret? Muscle control?
Yeah.
How much practice did that take?
I don't know. I was bored at home watching.
America's Got Talent.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So, and this is the famous butthole that has been taking a lot of stuff.
It's really tight.
Mm.
Oh my.
It is. It is. Well, it looks very tight and very clever. It's winking. It's that big brown eye.
Mm-hmm. My brown eye.
Yeah.
I have four eyes.
Beautiful. All right. Let's give a hand to Jaden Lee and her magnificent asshole. Chris Gore missed that, right? Mm. Okay, so you get a toy. Where did my bag of toys go? You can pick a toy, including this big thing here, but, you know, whatever you like. Here we go. Mm-hmm. That's like handcuffs, and these are vibrators. Mm-hmm. So, okay, so who, where's Lotus? Lotus was going to sit down here? She was there.
She disappeared.
Okay, so let me get somebody else in there. How about Mo? Mo the Monster.
Oh, I like the nipple.
Oh, the nipple clamps. All right, very good choice.
Oh my God.
Can we get those
metal?
On? Yeah.
I just got a tweet from one of my fans that are watching this, and they said, me and Jaden Lee agree that saggy balls are disgusting.
All right. You've got something in common with his
fans.
Oh, Mo is here. Oh, I meant you to sit at the mic, but this is fine.
In the house.
You're up. You're in the house. Yeah. You know Mo?
No.
Would you like to meet Mr. Mo the Monster? He's a regular lately here and with Ideal Image Models.
Ah.
Perhaps you might allow him to put your nipple clamps on.
Sure.
Yeah?
Do you know how to put them on? That's the question.
Do you know how? Do you have the knowledge?
It's a first for me. I'm into more tying of the neck and bondage, stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Well, Selma can help. Yeah. We're gonna make it happen here.
You have to unscrew it.
Unscrew it, as opposed to screwing it. Mm-hmm. Miles, why don't you sit down and say hello? You can talk. You can take pictures, but you've been tweeting all this nice stuff, and this is your last night, our last night at the speakeasy in this building. Oh, there's Monkey Bars. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
3.5 years, right?
Miles, you know about my piano, of course, that we've got to move now.
Yes,
you know any piano movers?
Actually, let me look into that.
Yeah, we got
to
move it.
Maybe we can get some grip guys to help you out.
Uh-huh. So do you want to say goodbye to this place in any particular way?
Wow. I'm waiting for this guy to decide if he's going to do the neck one or the one that you told him to.
Mm. Well, he's doing a good job. Yeah. Although, you know, yeah, okay, they're holding. Mm-hmm, look at that. Beautiful.
He's so polite, right?
Mm-hmm. Jaden Lee, brothers and sisters. Mm. Whoa. Can't tug too hard, or else you got to make them tighter. Yeah, you got to make it a little tighter then. Okay. Mm. Yeah. Well, that was a very good choice, so you struggle with that. All right, so ladies, I mean, she already did this thing with her butthole, so I don't know if you want to do that or, you know, you don't want to, you don't
pussy
pop.
I have not bleached my asshole, so okay. That is a no, but I will flash all night.
Well, we appreciate that, don't we? Yeah, you do. And would you like to do Bonoboville communion with your friend, or do you just want to flash?
Does that involve drinking?
It does. You don't drink.
Driving.
You're driving. Oh, don't drinking for you. Okay.
Well, not too much, but I can like a mixed drink. I'll down a mixed drink. How about that?
Yeah, that's what we have here. That's
oh,
Bonobo
perfect.
Juice.
Then yeah, we can
one
do that.
Communion.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just a little communion.
I'm down for that.
Right. Okay. So if you want, you could come up here, and we'll set you up. Here, hold on to this. Somebody hold this. And where is some assistance? Yes. Can you just move the Sibian in the back? Just kind of move it kind of back there so that they can sit down here. And the bed is moving around. Hello, Monkey Bars.
Hello.
Yeah, how you doing? You know, I got my monkey bars on my big gorilla. Yeah. Because I love to have animal sex. Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, baby. So, are you speaking? Get a microphone. It's right between her legs. Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever seen monkey bars? Anybody want to try them on?
The monkey looks like a good fuck.
Okay. Okay, poor gorilla. He loses the monkey bars. Okay. And here we go. So who's going to put them on? You are? Okay. Yeah. So we are happening. Okay, you got the bonobo juice ready. Okay, so are you going to do it with her? Or?
Sure.
Yeah? Yeah? Okay. Hey, Lotus.
I'm back.
You're back. Talking to the microphone.
Refill. Oh, I had to get a drink refill.
Oh, I see. Of
course. And then plus everyone was kind of like bum rushing my area because there was ass being shown and it was like over.
Oh, yes.
Once
with the ass
came
being
out,
shown,
it,
right.
It was over. Guys could not control themselves and they just like bum rushed the stage. So I stood back. I can do that. And
well, you know,
a drink refill.
You guys here in Bonoboville, you should let the ladies look.
Because
when ladies look, that turns them on.
I wanted to see it.
When they see it, they want to do it and they feel good. It's great. Hey, Isaiah.
Hey, Dr. Seuss.
It's our last night in these walls.
So you know I have to be here.
I know. You've been here a long time.
Hey, and I don't want to miss it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, the spirit is traveling with us.
All right. I'm going to need your new address, too, so
yeah,
I'll travel
yeah.
with you, too.
It's in West LA. It's just top secret right now. We don't want all the riffraff coming. but we'll give all you people
all right.
our address, the cool people and the hot people.
Sounds
so
good.
Yeah, but we have to say goodbye to this place. You've had some fun here.
Yes, I did.
What's the most fun you had?
It was some crazy times, you know. I mean, you know, I can't say that. You know, I've been very good here, but it's been some great times.
You could say it.
You've been very good.
I love to reminisce.
And very bad. Mm-hmm. He's not just a PR guy, brothers and sisters. He's a stud.
I'm multi-talented.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Ooh, I'm stuck. Sticky. Ooh, Mo, what was your favorite show? Favorite time
you,
here?
My favorite time was driving you in a Moore Hilton on the bicycle.
Aww.
That was my favorite time.
The monster likes to be the chauffeur.
That's right, driving
so sweet.
Dr. Seuss.
The lady and the limo driver. I mean, the rickshaw driver. Ooh. All right, so now these ladies need to do Bonoboville Communion. You ladies are not teaching them. Okay, we need a little teaching. So first of all, titties are
nice.
Out, and that has been agreed as... Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Titties out. Okay, and hold this. And now the salt, please. Salt. Mm. And now we have the dick song when the titties come out. I guess there's something appropriate about that. I'm not sure what. So, my tits, you know, okay. So now you lick the tits. Lick one nipple, yeah. Get the surface of the altar wet for communion. And now we have the salt. And pretty much, you know, I mean, there's nothing new under the sun. But this is communion, and you go, boom, Shiva Shambhalay. Yeah, here we go. So now you lick that, and then you take your shot. This is going to be her shot, and then you'll get the next one. Mm. Yum, yum, yum. Oh, no, no, she gets it. Now we need another one for you. And yeah, balls up is the best way, because otherwise it leaks all over your chest, which is
look
also kind of good.
Those balls, like she loves it.
Turning me on.
Yes. Okay, hat is coming off. Things are getting wild. Okay, so put it open, talk into the microphone.
Best little green cock ever.
Best little green cock ever. Now, wouldn't you all like to have a girl like this say that to you, even though
no.
it's a weird
your
thing
cock
to say?
Green.
Best little
no.
green cock ever?
No, that would suck, Doc. First of all, it's little. Second of all, it's green.
Yeah. But it sounded so sweet the way she said it. So sincerely.
Yeah, it always
not
sounds
the
sweet
cock's
when
fault,
you,
though.
It always sounds sweet when you pull
it's
out a little green cock.
It's not his fault he's green. It's not easy being green.
Yeah. It's like, don't I got to go to the doctor for that shit?
Something all right. went wrong.
Your turn to lick
like a
the altar.
Yeah, it's okay. Leprechaun status.
Mm-hmm. Now here goes Kat Dior down on Natalie Moore's
ooh,
altar
nice.
Of titties.
She knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
Look how red it got her now.
Mm-hmm.
Good
and
job,
now,
Kat.
There we go. I feel like, you know.
By the way, this is the only
I'm
red penis I will put in
dust.
My mouth.
Slutty fairy dust.
Bloody fairy dust, exactly.
I ain't got shit to say. It's like, I wish I had a comeback for that. Yeah, you don't want to put it on blast like that.
All right, and she's driving, so you have to drink the whole thing.
I was saying that's more than a shot,
she
but damn, go.
She has to drink the whole thing. So this means you have to stay pretty late, girl. Yeah, let's hear it for Kat Dior.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Chanel, eat your heart out.
Yummy.
Jewish pimpin'.
So much cum in that.
Put the music out. It's Jewish pimpin'.
Is that Jewish pimpin' music?
Yes, it's Jewish pimpin' music.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, so I think just a lot of people have had
bar mitzvahs.
Bonoboville communion. You haven't yet. You should.
I've done one, but I'm not opposed to doing a second or third or fourth or
all
whatever
right.
number this would be.
Would you do it with one of these gentlemen?
I'll do it with
pick.
Isaiah.
I'm just saying.
I'll make him do it.
Okay, that's
yeah.
awkward all right. as shit.
It's never awkward. How's that
why
awkward?
Is that awkward?
Yeah, kind of.
She sounds like she's about to
hurt.
Throw up, like one of them. Really?
Don't get scared.
No, because I was like, I
no,
was
you know,
like,
you
oh,
know what?
I don't want
that's
it to be chosen.
That's how bonobo
at random.
Girls sometimes are, but then they put out.
Oh.
Because I don't want it to be chosen at random. I want to choose at random.
Exactly. Hey. You should. You should choose. You should do.
Right.
You should
that's
be
cool.
what you want.
Pro-choice.
How you want.
Yeah, of course he's pro-choice.
With whom you
right?
want. Okay. Come on up here. Woohoo. The Noboville Communion, brothers and sisters. Yes.
I see a little nipple.
You do. I know. Well, I have a little nipple. Yeah. Mm. Would you like to do communion off of me? Yeah. Okay, here he is. King Isaiah. We love Isaiah.
Thank you, thank you.
All right, so let's see. So I believe that the first altar will be Lotus. I think you're offering yourself, right? You're taking off your clothes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Look at that beautiful body. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just throw that back there where you won't find it. That's good. Okay. All right, so now you can. Oh, glass. Oh, you have that one. You get a big one for a big boy.
You know, big. I gotta do it big.
No, no, no. You saw it first.
Guys don't really get up here.
Guys get a little nervous.
We're not creative enough for us.
You just be lucky we didn't give you a little green dick.
I think you're taking the extended remix version.
Gotta do the remix. What?
All right.
Y'all have taken the long version. Like, right, so I know what I'm doing, but I'm taking my time.
I just say you gotta lick it off my balls.
Oh hell.
Whoa. Woohoo! Let's have
now
a little support here.
See what's going on under here.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice and smooth.
Smooth, warm.
Yeah. Where did you want to do the bonobo community?
Wait a second.
This is the first time y'all has to have your shirt off here, right?
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Welcome to the big league.
Communion. Now we're in church.
Hey, you got him scared.
Lick the service. Lick it before we salt it.
Okay, you get.
Well, that's depressing, motherfucker.
You lick first.
Oh.
No, not here.
You gotta lick down Neil. Put the salt on his balls.
Maybe one of them. Like they
said,
like,
what they said, chocolate salty balls.
Don't get scared now.
All right, we'll start with this. We do it the lady once. Especially when she has a green tongue.
And
when
you
do with the lady once, she eventually gets to where you're going. Yeah. Ooh, beautiful. And let's hear it for Lotus. Yeah, I think since your communion partner took his pants off, maybe you should, you know, reciprocate. You did, right. Those are nice shorts.
Chugger, but I chugged it for the communion.
For the sake of saying goodbye to these walls.
I know, so that's what I was like, if I
can.
Yeah. Help our friend out here. Oh, yeah. Look at this. Monkey bars. You ever play with monkey bars? You have not.
Oh,
that's a damn shame.
Yes, man.
They got my name on it, but I'll share her with you.
That's crazy. I don't know. It's like not all the way there yet. So
oh, no. We've seen it. No, it actually, you know, kind of gives a little bit of a run for the money for the, with that dong you saw.
You don't have to point to me saying that shit.
Yeah.
I'm already That's humbled impressive. Enough. You really don't got to point
He's already all awkward.
Yeah, like, I'm already humble enough. You don't got to point to me and say, you know what, this could be you.
I know. Like every part
what,
on him
wait,
is
wait.
Like
what is she saying here?
I think he's uncomfortable because I'm grabbing his ass.
Are you uncomfortable with her grabbing your ass?
No, not at all. Just no asshole.
Just no asshole.
I was getting there though.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Ass. Just ass.
Well, I was getting to the hole. Is that bad?
It's pretty bad.
You know, this has to be consensual.
That's okay. It's okay. Later. Later.
Later.
Later.
Okay. Well, you really like assholes, don't you?
I have a fetish.
I like assholes too.
What is this with these women and their assholes?
What a small world.
Small world.
Toss some salad.
After all.
Well, I would like to see these monkey bars in action. Can somebody here hold this? And can somebody get this off of here? This podium, please. Take the podium off and the candle. Okay. Yes. Okay. So, Can we have some simulated sex here with the monkey bars? Simulated, only simulated. Like right up, right here? Especially since you're all undressed for it.
I'm perfect.
And here she is. Okay, here.
You gotta bend it over, baby.
This is great stuff. You really don't have to work with this, and you don't need love handles. You've got handles right here. Some of my folks like trickin', some of my folks like trippin', some of my folks get wrapped, some of my folks get trapped.
There you go. I got the money and the power. Sprinkle you with stones. There she goes. Get it, Natty. $1 bills coming out of her ass. There she goes, slam down the floor. There she goes, slam down the floor. There she goes. 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 They're very handy. Monkey bar.
Put it lower.
Yeah, okay. Let's hear it for Selma Sins and King Ashley. All right, brothers and sisters. Okay, we've got a little more time. So I think that, you know, considering this is our last night in these walls, and considering how big a part of our spiritual lives here the Sibian has been, somebody should take a Sibian ride. Yeah, I think so. I don't know who yet. Has anyone here got a burning... Has anyone here not ridden the Sibian? Has anyone not ridden the Sibian? You have. Have you ridden the Sibian?
Yes.
Have you ridden the Sibian? Not this one.
All ridden a Sibian.
You've ridden a Sibian, but not this one.
Exactly.
Who hasn't ridden this one? Have you ridden this one?
Of course I have.
Okay. Yeah, you did. Have you ridden? You did. You did. Okay, you girls. Okay, but now, you know, no, I mean, they can, does anybody want to ride the city? Okay, we don't have a volunteer. Let's see who I might have out here. Somebody wants to do something with a Hitachi. Yeah, okay, you, okay, well, that's okay. So here's the Hitachi, get the Hitachi. The Hitachi is like a gateway to the city. Right. Oh. Let me get a... Wait. Can you put this condom on there? Just put it on there before you put it on her pussy, please. Put the condom. We are Measure B compliant, brothers and sisters. And on... You can tell that our real estate agent has put a lot of condoms on in her time. Of course, maybe not over something like the top. There we go. Here she goes. What? Oh, wait, ripped. Okay, we need another one. The condom ripped. Here we go. Okay, this is some instruction now. How do you put on a condom?
I don't think I could fit it.
And
this is too slippery.
Here we go. Here, I can't do it with the microphone, so. There we go. I'm an expert.
Condom 101.
You are. Oh, yeah. This only goes if you get spanked, though. Only if you get spanked.
Really?
I don't want to get it all over everybody. No. No, only for pristine asses who get spanked. Okay, so everybody's just sitting here with their great titties out. It's fantastic. But, oh yeah. Yeah. So what are we anticipating? So is who's going to ride the Sibian now?
We were doing the Hitachi instead, I thought. Oh, no?
I don't know.
I think we need a Sibian rider. And I think because she's wearing monkey bars, it's going to be Selma Sins who's going to ride the Sibian for us, right? She's the draftee. Okay, ladies, put the Sibian in the center of the bed. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters, this is the last Sibian ride on the show in the speakeasy building that we're in. Certainly not our last Sibian ride. By the way, we love Sibian. They're showing our film now at Exotica. Mm. So here we go. Sibian forward. Okay. Huh? Are you doing what? Mike. Yeah. Well, don't just put the mic there. That's the mic. See, know something about mics. Mics are useless when you put them down there. You put them up to people's faces. Right. We don't ever want it down there. We always want it up to some face. At least to hear
love
breathing.
You.
Okay?
Okay.
It's good to hear something.
You want me to hold it? Then?
Yeah. Okay. You can hold it in front of people that are talking.
Okay.
It's the best thing to do.
I'm co-host. Mm.
So I just want to see what's going on over here. You guys, even though he doesn't want his asshole played with, he's made friends anyway.
We're putting his penis between my boobs.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Come forward a little bit. Okay. Yeah. Forward a little bit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. So we're getting a nice big Isaiah dick between Kat Dior's boobs, and there's a pearl necklace involved. Okay. So now we have Selma Sins, ready to ride. Here, hold this. Okay. And let's see. She's wearing this these monkey bars, so I feel like I should get behind her, you know?
Ride it, girl.
All right. So you've got the controls. Okay, so you know what to do? Flip it on.
Okay.
Here we go. We've got Natalie Moore on the controls, brothers and sisters. And Selma Sins on the Sibian.
Nice.
With the monkey bars.
So yeah.
I'm gonna turn them around so that everyone can see that I own you. Even though we're not supposed to wear them this way.
Is it on, Doc?
Thank you.
Yeah, direct us.
That's right.
Sit down, Pappy. Come on, Pappy.
Yeah.
I'm riding the Sibian with Selma Sins.
Absolutely, you need direction.
Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. Selma Sins is riding for all of our sins.
Just easy, slow and easy.
Slow and easy on the Sibian?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, ride it, Dr. Block, ride it. Now slowly give it more vibration. Just a little bit. Yeah, turn it on. Yeah, baby. Oh. Yeah, get the juices flowing. Starting to smoke. I can see it. Turn it up, girl.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that feels so good.
Come, baby.
Yeah. Spank it. Oh, yeah. Spank it good.
Me.
I'm following Pappy's instructions.
Spank that ass.
Oh, yeah. Harder.
That's right.
Harder, Dr. Susie.
You have to spank it and kiss it at the same time.
Ooh.
I'm using the goddess paddle.
Yeah. Okay, now to this one, because that hurts.
Oh, okay.
After a few, it hurts now.
The bare hand is a lot better. Oh, yeah. There we go. Yeah.
Summer sins. Riding the city.
Oh, yeah.
On the last night.
Yeah.
In the old speakeasy. Mm-hmm. Dr. Susie.
Put a nice tit in her mouth now. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ride that buffalo, girl. Love each other separately. That's right. I just need you one more time. I can't get what we had on my mind. There you go. She needs a tit in her mouth now. You know, all at the same time.
I don't know if we can get it.
Ready to bring it home.
Mm. Yeah.
Bring it home, baby. Mm.
Ah, yes. Oh, you're so beautiful. Oh, you're so sexy.
Who wants the wet panties?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. I think we need to take these panties off.
Oh, yeah. Now we talking. Mm-hmm. Getting ready to take them off.
Oh, no, we're not.
Throw them to the audience.
Mm-hmm. Business is just picked up, people.
That's it. Take it off. Take it off.
Girl. Damn, that thing sounds like
take
a Prius.
Now we can. That's right. Just tear it off.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Here she goes.
Now we talking.
Yeah. Woo-hoo! Selma Sins riding bareback.
There you go.
Yeah. Although we are Measure B compliant.
Okay,
with
now
our
it's on.
Rock.
Now we talking.
Mm. Yeah.
Now it's on.
I really wanna know you all. I really wanna show you off. Fuck that. Pour up plenty of champagne. Cold nights when you curse this name.
Yeah.
You called up your girlfriends and your girl in that
nice
little bitty range. I heard that she wanna go and party.
So
she wanna go and party. Nigga, don't approach her with that Atari. Nigga, that ain't good game, homie. Sorry. They say conversation. Rule a nation. I can tell, but I could never write my wrongs unless I write it down for real. P.S.
Oh, yeah. You can get it, you can get it. Yeah, just put one finger in your mouth, right? Put one finger in your mouth, right? Oh, yeah, there you go. Ride it, baby. You getting it at both ends now.
And now,
I really hope you play
this. Getting hot and sweaty, huh?
Oh. Riding it on.
Yeah. Now you talking. Look at it again.
Clearly a lot for me to take in. It don't make sense, young East African girl. You too busy fucking with your other man. I was trying to put you on game, but you on a plane. Take you and your mama to the motherland. I can do it. Maybe one day. When you figure out you're going to need someone. When you
right to the beat
of it. Here she comes. Selma Sins, brothers and sisters. Riding the Simeon. Woohoo! Let's hear it. Yeah. Woohoo! Yeah.
Come on. Come to daddy.
I think she came. Did you come?
Yeah.
You came. Okay. That was all big fun. Turn it off. Let's hear it for Selma Sins. Whoa. Yeah. Whoa! All right, we are almost out of time. Pappy, you've been here a long time. Are
yes,
you ready
I've been
to say
here.
Goodbye?
I've been here the whole session right here.
No, I mean not just tonight.
No, I've been here a long time. I need help. That's why I come.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is your therapy.
This is my therapy right here.
Yeah.
That's right.
I think this is a lot of people's therapy. That's we do therapy officially during the week, but this is very unofficial group. Therapy here. This is collective ecstasy. This is
heaven.
A wild and crazy time. This
That's
is
right.
Heaven.
Heaven.
I thought it was just church, but heaven.
Heaven.
Okay. Well, we're moving heaven and earth. Yeah, we are. But we're saying goodbye tonight to these walls, so.
Okay.
What was your favorite night here?
All of them. I never missed one. That was, all of them were beautiful for me, you know?
Okay.
But you're moving closer to me.
Yes, I am. Yes. And that's a good thing, I think. Yep. So we're moving moving the city in a way. And I think we're out of time.
Jasmine.
So we're going to say goodbye to everybody. Jasmine. Where is the mic? Okay.
Where's Max?
Yeah. Where's Max? Max! Let's get Max in here to say goodbye.
Max, come in here.
Max, come on. Okay, so while we're waiting for Max, here he is. The captain.
There he is.
All right.
All right, Max.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, we're here.
Let's hear it now. The first song I'm going to sing for you. This is our last show here, but we're going to a wonderful new place. That's right. Really nice. It's going to have a jacuzzi.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby.
And a garden.
Oh, think I won't be there.
Yeah. And showers outside.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So this has been a wonderful place, but they're raising the rent to $15,000. So now
time to go.
It's not so wonderful anymore. 12,000 is all right, but 15 is a little much. But it's been a great place. We've had a lot of fun here. We've done over 100 and some odd shows here.
Yes.
So you could say that we've marked our territory, came down and pissed at the corner of Alameda and Olympic.
We sure did.
Yeah.
And all over downtown.
And all over downtown.
We've been downtown since Clinton years. We have.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So we love this place.
It's no longer the frontier, though, downtown.
Right. Yeah, it's way too hip for us.
Yeah.
We
got to go somewhere where, you know, we got to make a new frontier.
All right. And it's going to have overnight rooms if anybody would like to stay with us. And a small extra charge, of course. And it's near the ocean. It's right down the street from Harriet's Pies.
Yeah.
Anybody
and
know
Pappy.
Harriet's Pies? Best cheesecake in the west of what's that city? New York or something? That big city on the
Junior's cheesecake.
East Coast. Yeah, New York. Yeah, where the people live in those little boxes. Yeah. That place. And let's see, what else? So I want to thank everybody, and I want to thank everybody for some very wonderful times here. A lot of sex. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's hear it for sex.
A lot of sex. Love sex.
You see, sex heals
a billion times.
It certainly does.
Then
more
it kills.
Go on, preacher.
Yeah, that's right. That's what's going down.
Sing the sermon.
You know? And we may be our sex workers. We may be the underlings of the professionals and society and all of that. But we are the revolutionaries.
That's right.
We are the ones that change the world.
That's right. And we have fun, too.
We are the ones that open the curtains to the rest of the world.
Yes.
There might be an Arab Spring, all right, but they're springing to see what is really going on. And there is a war on the ground, and there's a philosophical war, one of peace, one of love, one of sex. And the pornographers and the adult actors and actresses are the foot soldiers of the revolution that have changed the morality of the world. And they continue marching on. And we've been prosecuted, we've been jailed, we've been beaten. We're still moving on.
Yes.
Power to us, and power to sex, and power to the people. Take them all down.
Yeah. All right, Max. Woo-hoo! All right.
Yay, yeah. Max!
Yeah.
Yeah! All right. Well, that was a very fine speech on our last night in this building. I think the building appreciated that. And the spirit is moving on. The spirit does not stay here and just get, imprisoned in the building. The spirit moves on. But you know what the spirit moves on with is me and Max and all of you, all of us. That's what it's all about, you know? And that's what the revolution is all about.
Vodka time, baby.
Yes, and of course it does help to have a little lubrication, whether it's of your lower parts or of your upper parts, you know?
And in between.
Never drink and drive. The only machine I want you driving when you're that drunk is the Sibian.
I'm catching a cab.
Yeah. So in the meantime, I want to thank you all for coming and joining us here. We're running out of time, so we're going to do our group shot soon, so don't you go nowhere.
Yes, dear.
Yes.
How about a big hand for Dr. Susan Block right here, huh? Yeah. All right. Woo! Yeah.
I love you.
Here, here.
I just love you so much. And I do love this space. I'm going to cry. Not right now because, you know, I don't want to mess up my makeup for the group shot. But later I will because I do love this space. It's just been such a beautiful palace. And it's been so good to us. And it's brought us so many friends and lovers and new people and a few haters, you know. Because if you don't have a few haters, you're not doing something right. You're
ain't
not,
that the
right,
truth? Right. That is the truth.
You're not, that, you're preach not on really it. In the revolution. You're not part of the revolution because you got to shake some people up, and some people are not going to like you for that.
Yep. Right.
And it always hurts me, but I wouldn't want it any other way.
Hell yeah.
You know, I mean, because we gotta be out there, brothers and sisters. We gotta be on the cause of good and of right, and it's very confusing with all these revolutions going on. I mean, look at them in Egypt. We don't know which revolution to support over there. But one thing we do know is to support the revolution in our hearts that tells us that sex is good, that pleasure is good, that peace is good, and that tolerance and understanding and empathy, and yes, brothers and sisters, the bonobo way is good. Yes, ethical hedonism. And that's what we practice here. That's what we preach. We preach not just if it feels good, do it, but, you know, if your brothers and sisters want to do it, then yeah, do it. Yeah, make like the bonobos, not the baboons. Don't be making war, you know, and open up all the secrets. Let's spill all the secrets. Let's open up like WikiLeaks. And talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Free Snowden. Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
So, or I guess he's already free. It's a question of whether we. What do we got? What? Oh, the big condom? Oh, antiwar.com?
Yeah. We still have a lot of closet cases out there. We have to bring them out.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, we are very anti-war. And also, I just want...
And go Yale. Beat Harvard.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God.
Who is that? Oh, filthy. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Why the chef got his pants down?
Everybody.
I'm not going to his restaurant. I'm sorry. The chef got his pants down. That's what that.
You know, when I was almost dead years ago, Max got me this, Captain Max. I always think this is Captain Max. Yeah, and this woke me up from my coma. That's you singing.
That is so cool.
Hello, test, test.
Except for the fact that he's never making me soup.
What is he?
The puppet isn't.
That's amore, brothers and sisters, and that's what we're all about, is
there
amore.
We go. There we go.
That's 21 years we've been married, and 15 years we've been downtown, and we keep going, and we keep loving you, and make like bonobos, not baboons, make love, not war, love to someone you love tonight.
Hello.
Even if that someone is you.
Yeah. Hello.
I
What's wrong
you.
With that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo! You talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else. You can talk to us.
Let's
I'm Dr.
Do
Susan
the group
Block,
shot.
Your mistress of the airwaves. but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.